Does your dog really have an emotional attachment to you, or are you just a convenient source of food? We will try to fetch some answers today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 866-967-3879. 866-967-3879. That's 866-967-3879.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Saturday, November 3rd, the 307th day of the year. Baseball Hall of Famer Bob Feller was born 100 years ago, and on this day 20 years ago, Minnesota elected Jesse Ventura governor. Does your dog really feel affection for you, or does he just appreciate you as a food source? After careful studies involving doggy treats, pats on the head, and an MRI scanner, researchers report that dogs respond more positively to human praise or contact than they do food rewards. Those behavioral responses were confirmed by neutral activity recorded by an MRI scan. Any dog owner will tell you there was no doubt about the emotional bond, but it's nice to see it confirmed by science. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about animals and nature, visit almanac.com.